We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Desperate times mean desperate measures. We've seen a lot of car makers idle plants to deal with a chip shortage. Now they're doing something interesting. They're reevaluating what features they really do and don't need in their vehicles, and some of the features that are more chip heavy that may not necessarily be high on consumers' wish lists are being left out. Let's turn now to Jeff Schuster of LMC Automotive. So Jeff, what are you seeing here?
Well, you know, I think we're seeing certainly a very creative approach to try to navigate this chip shortage and the problems it's causing with just not being able to meet demand in various markets. So you have different manufacturers using different features and content and making changes just to get vehicles out there and available for sale, which is frankly not something that we would have expected to see. But again, this long into the shortage, you do what you have to get inventory out there.
And I take it if you have a situation where, okay, there's one feature on a vehicle that I can live without, and that costs even one chip per vehicle over thousands or even tens of thousands of vehicles, that means there are a number of vehicles that you couldn't have made before that now you can make.
Absolutely. So I guess there's a couple ways to look at it. Certainly it gets vehicles out there. And when things are so lean and consumers are so hungry, at least in the U.S. anyway, so hungry for vehicles and just finding something that meets their needs, they may be more willing to let some of these features and content go. I think it obviously depends on what you're talking about. Generally speaking, consumers don't want to look at a vehicle that's technically decontented. But again, it depends on which feature and which element is being adjusted or left out. And in some cases, it's probably not going to matter to some consumers.
Fair way to put this is it is important to take a look at what features are selling, what features consumers want, and say, okay, feature A is important. I am not going to sacrifice that, but maybe feature B is less important that, you know, I can live with an analog gauge instead of a digital screen, but maybe I can't live without connectivity.
It's going to be feature by feature and probably vehicle by vehicle, because some features are more important in certain vehicles. And then I think the other side of that is if a particular vehicle is extremely lean on inventory, you may make a compromise that you wouldn't have made otherwise and just to get a vehicle out there for sale to try to get through this. In the long run, you know, when you're looking at a situation where margins are up substantially, pricing is up, you know, this potentially puts downward pressure on that, at least a little bit of a margin hit on some of the contents. You know, some of these features are packaged with others and other options that, you know, consumers may or may not have wanted anyway, but it does increase the profitability of a lot of the vehicles when they're packaged together, the options are packaged together. So this decouples that a little bit. So I think it's a short-term fix to potentially help navigate through this, but over the long run, obviously you don't want to do this for too long.
But is it fair to say that, and we've seen this before in the industry with other disruptions, that tough times lead to creative solutions?
No question about it. The teams internally at the manufacturers obviously have gotten together and figured out, well, what can we do? You know, looked at the blueprint of manufacturing and said, okay, well, if we take these chips out and take these features or content out, we can build a vehicle and it's sellable now. So I think, again, this does show ingenuity. It shows the industry doing what it needs to survive a disruption. And I think it just shows the resilience of the industry and the ability to adapt and change quickly. This is likely, again, a short-term situation, but it allows them a little bit of breathing room in some cases to feed that demand that's so strong right now in the U.S.
You said the U.S. there, and you had mentioned to me earlier before we started recording that this is something that is more doable in the U.S. than other international markets.
You know, it is only because inventory is so lean here. In markets like Europe and even China to some extent, the inventory situation isn't as desperate. In Europe, for example, demand had it's been recovering, but the rate of recovery has slowed because of some of the restrictions and lockdown measures that are still in place in much of Europe. So that has held back some of the recovery that we are seeing in the U.S. market. In China, they went through a period of inventory was heavy coming into the pandemic, obviously depleted and was building again as China came back quickly from the production shutdowns. So that now the chip situation is taking away some of that rebuild of inventory, but it hasn't gotten to quite the desperate situation we are here in the U.S.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.